Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article presented at the 2022 Argentina Falun DAFA Experience Sharing Conference, entitled, I Finally Found What I Was Looking For, Falun DAFA Profoundly Changed My Life, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in Argentina. The article was published on the Minghui website on December 27, 2022. In 2001, I was on a quest for spirituality and a deeper meaning of life. I kept asking, why are we here? I tried yoga and then Tai Chi. By searching for different cultivation ways, including Buddhism, I found the Falun DAFA website. I began to read Master Li Hongzhi's teachings, although at first I had a hard time understanding them. I felt something special, an extraordinary attraction to what he wrote. I began practicing the exercises by watching the videos, following Master's instructions, and copying his movements. As I continued doing the exercises, I experienced a powerful energy. My mood, even my posture, improved. My perception of myself and the people and the situations around me became positive. At first, the changes seemed small, almost imperceptible, but they were radical. I began to cleanse myself of negative thoughts, and my attitude and actions began to be more upright, simple, and benevolent, not at all confused as my life had been until then. After many years of neglecting my body and mind, I began a path of spiritual cultivation and self-knowledge through meditation by reading Master's teachings. Part 1, DAFA is Wonderful. The first big change was that I stopped smoking. I had no withdrawal symptoms. Next, I gradually stopped drinking alcohol and using drugs. Through reading the main book of Falun DAFA, Chuan Falun, I realized that these were attachments that seriously interfered with my cleansing process and cultivation. I used to get very angry, especially with my daughter. I could not tolerate her disobeying me or questioning my words or actions. I didn't know how to set limits for her without getting angry. I actually raged at her. I screamed at and denigrated her. I verbally mistreated her and even shook her to make her come to her senses. She drove me crazy. I think I treated her this way because she reflected my own behavior. She said one thing and did another. What I saw in her disgusted me. I couldn't change it. It frustrated me and made me very angry. I easily became upset over the smallest difficulty, and I lost control. Anger, laziness, lust, envy, and selfishness dominated my life completely. I was submerged in an environment full of darkness and negativism. But with DAFA, I was able to get out of that pit. My mindset changed and I felt hopeful and optimistic. I know the positive changes happened when I remembered the teachings and applied them in my daily life. Despite my changes, thanks to Master's teachings, the transformation was superficial. Since I did not know any other practitioners, I had no one to discuss the teachings with. It was very difficult for me to understand the deeper meanings, and it seemed that they were very difficult concepts due to their magnitude and complexity. Intellectually and culturally, I perceived them as far from my ability to understand. I felt that I was not advancing. This put me off reading, so I ended up giving up DAFA. Part 2, Lost and Regained. Because I had no one to talk to, I began to lose my initial enthusiasm. I lacked determination and discipline. I gradually stopped reading Chuan Falun or doing the exercises. I began to lose myself again in the world of illusion and the pleasures of ordinary people. I almost missed this one chance for salvation. For 15 years, I abandoned Falun DAFA, but something miraculous happened. At the end of 2018, when I was leaving an activity in a culture center in a small town in the interior of Cordoba where I live, I was surprised to find some Falun DAFA flyers. They had information about DAFA and an invitation to a 9-day seminar. I was amazed by how DAFA came back into my life in an unexpected way. I immediately picked up the leaflet and called the contact number. I learned that the practitioner traveled from Buenos Aires and wanted to introduce Falun DAFA to the people in our area. She was originally from Villa General Belgrano. We chatted for a while. She invited me to help organize the activity, which was held the next day. The experience was amazing. I suddenly remembered everything, the teachings, the principles, even the exercise movements. It was as if I had never stopped practicing Falun DAFA. The changes that I experienced were remarkable, since I once again felt the powerful energy that adjusted and cleansed my mind and body. After the seminar, the practitioner and I established a practice site in that town. Her brother was also taking his first steps in practicing Falun DAFA. I have benefited so much. I feel good. I try to keep my heart pure and my mind calm, which I can do most of the time. Thanks to practicing Falun DAFA, I see things more clearly and simply. I have a lot of energy and I spread it with joy around me, as I want to share this blessing with others. Now the relationship with my daughter has changed dramatically. I am much more patient and tolerant. I no longer lose control when she does something I don't like. When she misbehaves, I calmly explain why I think she is misbehaving and what the consequences are, how our bad actions, attitudes, and thoughts affect our environment and ourselves. I encourage her to be honest and sincere, patient and tolerant, compassionate and kind. I use my own experiences as an example. She tells me that now I'm the best dad in the world and that she loves me very much. She sometimes accompanies me to the practice site and does the exercises with me. She listens when I read the lectures and participates in some truth clarification activities. When I ask her how I was before, she tells me that I was always angry and that I slept a lot and that she doesn't want that dad to come back. Part 3, Letting Go of Human Attachments. Last year, a FA conference was organized in Buenos Aires. From the very beginning, I had a lot of interference which kept me from attending. When I found out that it was going to take place during the long weekend of October, my first reaction was to give up the idea, since on that date in my town, the National Beer Festival is celebrated, and the local residents have a lot of work related to tourism. I had already committed myself to several work obligations that I believed I could not delegate to anyone else or cancel. I notified the contact person in Argentina that I would not be able to attend the FA conference. Thanks to the insistence, contribution of ideas, offers to help, and motivation from various practitioners, I was convinced not to give up and to stand firm with the goal of reaching the FA conference no matter what. Just then, coincidentally, the opportunity arose to travel with a woman who could take me in her car to Rosario. Since there were 2 seats available, I took the opportunity to have my daughter accompany me. She would stay with her grandparents in Rosario. I decided to travel to my hometown where I have relatives. I would stay with them, and from there it would be easier to get to Buenos Aires. When I made that decision firmly, the difficulties and commitments began to be resolved. I got a person to take charge of receiving tourists and attending to the other pending issues. Little by little, it seemed that all the difficulties were handled successfully. The day after arriving in Rosario, with only 2 days left for the FA conference, my daughter began to feel bad. She had a bad cough, headache, and fever. This situation made me reconsider traveling to Buenos Aires. I explained it to other practitioners who again encouraged me to travel anyway, since my daughter would not be left alone. She would be with my parents and nothing bad would happen to her. I was filled with confusion, doubt, and fear. I did not have enough faith and determination to stand firm. My thoughts were not clear and straight. The next day, I began to feel physical discomfort similar to my daughter's. That night, I began having body aches and fever, so I decided not to travel to the capital city. The curious thing about this is that the following day, Sunday, while the FA conference was taking place, my daughter felt fine, and so did I. I felt disappointed with myself for not having passed the final tribulations that were presented to me along the way. Part 4, Closing Remarks. I discovered something very revealing through DAFA, which is that we have to take advantage of the fact that we have incarnated as human beings and that the time we have is extremely precious. We should not waste this opportunity to cultivate in this lifetime. We must eliminate all kinds of desires and attachments, raise our moral standard, and save other sentient beings from total and final destruction. One must be able to endure bitterness among bitterness, endure suffering with a firm will, without hesitating or getting angry. We must be thankful for these tribulations that come our way, since they allow us to raise our xingxing. If we assimilate ourselves to the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, we can fulfill the objective of our existence, to return to the origin and return to the truth, which is the true meaning of our passage through this earthly life. Thank you, Master, for imparting your teachings. I also thank practitioners in Argentina and the Argentina Falun Dafa Association for organizing another FA conference this year. Last year, I had many tribulations which prevented me from attending the FA conference. I did not make it, but this year I did not hesitate for a moment. I stood firm from the beginning, and here I am, ready to seize every moment to listen to other practitioners' cultivation experiences, receive criticism, look within to find and recognize attachments, and improve my cultivation process with humility in order to become more diligent and altruistic. Thank you, Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled Validating the FA for 14 Years by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 17, 2024. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 1993. For the last 30 years, I have experienced many tribulations and achievements on my cultivation journey. Master Li, Falun Dafa's founder, has been beside me throughout my entire cultivation journey. Growing up, I had all kinds of ailments, including stomach and kidney diseases. I lived most of my childhood in the hospital and had to rely on medicine to stay alive. I felt lost and didn't know the purpose of life. After giving birth, while resting in bed at home, my father stopped by to give me the main book of Falun Dafa, Juan Falun. After reading it for the first time, I realized that this is what I've been looking for all my life. I learned the Dafa exercises and began cultivating in Dafa. I also learned how to be a good person and that my purpose here on earth is to return to my original self. I came to understand about karmic retribution and that people get sick due to their karma. Master requires us to follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in our daily lives and to be good people. I studied the FA and did the exercises every day. My health gradually improved and I am now illness-free. I am filled with hope and happiness. I have experienced many things that Master talked about in Juan Falun, such as the opening of the celestial eye, the cosmic orbit, and the comfort of feeling like I am sitting in an eggshell while doing the sitting meditation. Before cultivating, I had a painful toothache every summer for several years. Every time the toothache flared up, I would be in pain and had to stay in bed all day for at least 2 weeks. Doctors tried everything, from medicine to various treatments, and I also tried local alternative treatments, but none of them helped. I had many of my teeth removed, but I was still in a lot of pain. After cultivating Indapha, I no longer have a toothache. Master removed the karma that gave me the toothache, so it's gone. When I obtained the Fa, I was grateful to be a Dafa practitioner because I understood the meaning of life. As soon as Master published any lectures, I immediately started to memorize them. It took me 2 weeks to memorize Hong Yin. I even memorized the published dates of the poems. Tears flowed whenever I began to memorize them, as if memories of thousands of years ago had been awakened. I worked in the morning, did chores at night, did the exercises, and studied the Fa afterward. The Chinese Communist Party, CCP, launched the persecution of Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, in 1999. I got in touch with other practitioners in 2009 and started to go out to clarify the facts to people. Maybe this was Master's plan for me. I've often dreamed of the heavens when sleeping. This was Master's way of encouraging me so I wouldn't be left behind. I was steadfast in my cultivation and deeply grateful to Master for protecting me. I have not stopped handing out truth clarification materials since 2009. In the last 14 years, I have gone to all the communities and almost every household in the city. Deep down in my heart, I know that saving people is a practitioner's responsibility. Because of this righteous thought, I was rarely afraid during any trying situation or during the CCP sensitive dates. I've been arrested by the authorities twice, but was let go after 24 hours. I realized it is important not to be afraid when being detained by the police. I followed Master and continued to clarify the facts despite being held in a prison cell. Master said in Fa teaching given at the 2003 Atlanta Fa Conference, quote, "It is a master key, the key that can unlock that thing all beings have had sealed off for a long time and been waiting for ages." Unquote. I refused to cooperate with the police demands and acted based on the requirements set by the Fa, both physically and mentally. I have met several practitioners who were still afraid despite claiming not to be. Cultivators know that the attachment of fear is real, and the more attached to it you are, the more it will exasperate the feeling in you. Master said in the poem, What's to Fear in Hong Yin 2, quote, "Should you have fear, it will seize upon you. If thoughts are righteous, evil will collapse. The cultivator's mind is loaded with Fa. Send righteous thoughts and rotten demons explode. Gods walk the earth, validating the Fa." Unquote. When faced with challenges, I always overcome the tribulations by memorizing Master's Fa. I started memorizing Juan Fallen in 2009 when I was not working. It took me a month to memorize Juan Fallen, and I memorized it every day. After I returned to work, I memorized the Fa for the second and third time. I decided that I couldn't just memorize the characters, but really needed to understand the meaning of the words. So I memorized it that way the third and fourth time. By the time I retired in 2019, I had memorized one lecture of Juan Fallen every day, as well as Hong Yin. Sometimes I would dream that I was memorizing the Fa. This could be the reason why I have less fear. When distributing truth clarification materials in a residential building, a large dog came out of nowhere on the 12th floor and came after me. I used to be afraid of dogs. I didn't want it to touch my face, so I asked Master to strengthen me. And I whispered to the dog, "I am a Dafa practitioner, and I am here to save your owner. Don't hurt me. And remember, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, and you will have a bright future ahead." The dog didn't want to hurt me. It seemed to understand me and kept following me throughout the building. If I had been scared when that dog came after me, I wouldn't have been able to finish delivering the materials to all the households in the building. Another time, I was at a luxury apartment building and walked past a man with his child on the 10th floor. He saw me delivering materials. I didn't think much of it and kept going until I was done. When I left the building, a policeman came up to me and asked me what I was doing. I told him that I wanted people to know the truth about DAFA and have a bright future. He informed me that someone had reported me to the police, so I began clarifying the facts to him. I told him about the self-immolation incident on Tiananmen Square and how DAFA has spread to over 100 countries. He understood and said, "Someone had reported you, so I still have to do something. Why don't you pick up all the materials that you handed out and be on your way?" I picked up a few brochures and CDs and left. I went to another apartment building and finished delivering all the DAFA materials. Before going outside to deliver materials, I always ask Master to strengthen me and eliminate the old forces' interference in other dimensions. I try to deliver Master's compassion to each and every sentient being. I believe that after cultivating for many years, my physical body is made of high-energy matter and is not restricted by this dimension. I use my supernatural powers and righteous thoughts to block the surveillance cameras so they won't be able to capture my image when I deliver the materials to the apartments. For the last 14 years, I have never stopped clarifying the facts, come rain or shine. I still have a lot of attachments to let go of, and I am not diligent enough compared to other practitioners. But I believe that by looking inward, I can eliminate all of my attachments in the long run, fulfill my sacred vows, and go back to my true home with Master. Thank you, Master, for your compassion.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.